This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. I want to share something with you. It's really quite funny, actually. Funny, haha, now that we can look back on it. But it actually is really quite telling at the same time. So I'm gonna give some research to you that I did, and it's just amazing. Before I do that, I just want to say something about donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. This is really cool. But a listener reached out, and I've been talking about Done With Debt because I really feel like this is going to be the collar around our neck is our debt. And if you can get on top of that and get rid of some of it, credit card debt, and if you can get the rates lowered, they'll do that for you. But they're really reputable, really good company. And so I highly recommend them. And this person said, you know, I followed your recommendation about Done With Debt. I just talked to a representative and I believe they will be able to help me out. And I really got myself into a pickle during the whole COVID scam and the economy hasn't helped either. I don't trust many people, but I trust you and your recommendations. Thanks again, Kate. And I said back to this gentleman, it was a private message. I said, you know, I'm so glad because they're awesome. You'll love them. Everyone has gotten into debt. You're not alone, you know? And he said, you know, yes, I was really hesitant in the world we live in, but they were very helpful in walking me through things. So thanks again, Kate. And I just share that with you because you're not alone. If you're in debt, please do something about it right now before it gets the best of you. And honestly, the inflation isn't going down. It's only going to go up. So if you're using credit cards like most of you are, okay, then this is the best way to deal with it. Done With Debt is very reputable. They're incredible. Give them a chance to just walk you through your situation and help you out. Okay. If you could be paying less money, wouldn't you want to? Donewithdebt.com. So can I share some research with you?
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Really appreciate that. Okay. So this article came up in my stuff and it got me going. And I have some research to share with you. So the title of this was on history.com. And it was why the 1918 flu became America's forgotten pandemic. Once it was over, no one wanted to talk about it is literally the byline. I kid you not. Once it was over, no one wanted to talk about it. That's a literal lie right there. They didn't talk about it because I'm going to prove to you why. They show a bunch of doctors in masks with a guard behind them who's unmasked. Okay, I'm sorry. Can't make this up. This is history.com. Okay. This is what they said. The influenza pandemic of 1918 and 1919 was a profoundly traumatic event. So traumatic, I guess we couldn't talk about it after. It killed some 50 million people. Do you notice how they've now even upped the number to now 50 million? I went through the numbers before. In 1940, it was like 10 million. Then it went to 25 million in the 1970s. And then, Mike from Utah, what's his bucket? Levitt was Health and Human Services under 2004, 2006, I can't remember. And so it went up to 40, and then it was 40 to 50 million. Okay, now it's 50 million. And they said infected up to a third of the world's population. Did you know that?
A third?
Uh-huh. Unlike most flu strains, this was particularly deadly between 20 and 40 years old, okay? 50 million, keep that in mind. Now, I go back into my headlines and I say, right in the belly of the beast, 1918, you know, flu season, because that's when this stuff happens, right? Flu season, because they're mixing it with flu, so Spanish flu. So in November of 1918, the newspapers were laughing at this. They were laughing at it. They said a hospital doctor, this is on page 7, okay, not even front page. The hospital doctor writes in the Ontario Post that one of his patients has the flu. And then it says he was seen walking around wearily. When he was asked what was wrong, he said, "Ah, done had the Spanish flu." This is how it's written. "What so?" he was asked. "What is the Spanish flu like, Sam?" "The flu?" Sam said. "Don't you all know what de flu is? Why, it's a disease that makes you sick and 6 months after you get well." So they literally wrote this. They wrote this, okay? Now, on page, I'm going to tell you where this is from, page 7. November 8th, 1918, when supposedly everyone was dying and they don't want to talk about it because it was so traumatic. 50 million people is a lot of people at this time. Remember that. This was on page 7. It's all about the Spanish flu by Dr. S.J. Smith. If you have sore eyes or a heavy head, you should immediately go to bed. And may you're quite sure it's all the Spanish flu. If you have pains in the head and in the back, wrap your head in a tow sack. And may I say, sure this too, it's all the Spanish flu. If your old teeth rattle and shake, you'll send for a pill too and take and say, oh, how bitter. Woo, it's all about the Spanish flu. And if you have a stomach ache, you tell your wife for your sake, send the doctor quick. Sue, it's all about the Spanish flu. And if you have a number of ills and you haven't paid your bills and you ought to have a darned hard chill, it's all about the Spanish flu. It goes on and on. I'm not joking. This kind of stuff was written again and again. In fact, a newspaper, this one was Jefferson B., okay? And this was in October of 1918 when everyone was dying. Get the epidemic of Spanish flu out of the way and the season will be here for church suppers. They just really wanted to kind of get rid of it so they could, you know. And then also, all the individuals in one certain town were in the Jefferson B., were told that, you know, they were dying of this or that, but one guy had Spanish flu, and so they said, we suspect Percy Sanders of having the Spanish flu. He tries to act all right, but from the looks of his left eye, we rather think something is wrong. However, he says he isn't hungry. Did it sound like everyone's dying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more, but I'm kind of giving you a glimpse into the newspapers of the time. I have newspapers in January 1919, same thing, because you have, you know, the fall going into winter, and then you have winter, and there's a lot in December like this. Were they all dying? Are we getting the right numbers? Are they lying through their teeth? Yeah, they're lying through their teeth. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
How awake are we?
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, wait, one more thing. One guy was saying how he said, they told us that we couldn't stand in cars. You had to sit. Like you couldn't stand in the truck bed because you're going to get the Spanish flu. And he was questioning why that is. He said, I thought it was airborne. So what? Why do we have to sit in the car? I don't get that. And then also you have to park your car and walk. That was the other thing. And then also chiropractors aren't dead and they're treating these patients. And why is that? If it's contagious, they were really questioning it. Go ahead.
You know, it's amazing how they twist things. The bird flu is a big deal right now.
Uh-huh.
But since 2003, it's only killed 463 people in 21 years. But they did inform us that it's killed tens of millions of birds. So as long as you're not a bird, you're relatively safe.
How awake are we? How awake are we? Okay. I just always want to remember this. The bird flu. It's coming to get you. You know what they're going to do, though? They're going to kill chickens. They're going to kill our food supply in the name of bird flu. That's what's coming next.
Yep.
That's why they're talking about it.
Yep.
All right. So I play the wrong music. So here we go. And be faithful, be fearless. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. I appreciate you guys more than you know. KateDallyRadio.com. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.